Good morning, good morning. Dr. Gary here on the road. We are dental practice brokers nationwide. We sell dental practices. So for today's topic is when selling a combination real estate and dental office, you don't need a third party realtor. And I'll explain what that is. So, as you know, we're now in 28 states. We just opened up the state of Ohio. We're really excited about it. We have 10 employees, and we're nationwide in 28 states. You can reach us at 201-663-0935 or nationwidedentalpracticebroker.com or dentalpracticeguide.com. We're reachable at all those numbers and contacts. So give us a call. Be happy to talk to you and have a nice chat with you. The information you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It's not legal or business advice. If you'd like to sell your practice to a DSO and you're that large, give us a call. Our fees and commission will often be paid by the DSO, and sometimes we can get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. So we can give you those details, but certainly call us. We can talk to you about it. So today's topic, when you're selling a combination real estate piece of real estate and a dental practice simultaneously, your dental broker and your attorney can handle that transaction. First of all, most attorneys are licensed to handle real estate transactions. Secondly, we use an outside broker, a licensed broker in each state that will help you. And the contracts are done with real estate broker that we recommend, and there's a contract with them. We're separate from that. We deal with the dental contract itself. But we just recently had a doctor that thought they had to get a commercial real estate broker involved, and I explained that you don't need that because we can supply you with the dentist that wants to buy the real estate and the dental practice, and then the attorneys and a broker, which we can recommend on the outside, will handle the actual real estate transaction. Once you bring in a separate real estate broker, well, they may indeed be able to sell the real estate, but the chances of them finding a dentist that wants to buy it at the same time, they're not in the business as we are. That's what we do. And most of the dentists nowadays want to buy the real estate anyway. So you don't need an outside third-party real estate broker involved in the transaction that you, if you go sign up with some commercial real estate broker. It's just one other moving part that's really not needed. It's not going to expedite the deal anyway because the dental brokers generally have the buyer who's also interested in the real estate already. It only complicates it when a third party broker, real estate broker, brings someone in to buy the real estate because they most likely may want to buy the real estate, but they don't want to buy the dental practice. Then what do? Then you've got to sell the records and you're going to sell them for what, 25, 30 cents on the dollar. It doesn't make any sense. So we're trying to communicate with our seller right now what the best path forward is. All right. But remember, attorneys are licensed in every state, can handle the real estate itself. Okay. So remember that. Thank you so much. Holiday season. Enjoy to everybody. Thank you. Bye.